Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Pastor Fred Luter, you got to hear this. Pastor Fred Luter is the new president for the Southern Baptist Convention. And this is so relevant and so important because he's the first African-American president of the Southern Baptist Convention for the first time in its history.
Wow.
And the roots of the Southern Baptist Convention is they actually defended slavery mm-hmm. in the history. And, of course, they're not anymore. Mm-hmm. They're totally just repented of that. And,
right. And
that's all we can do,
sure.
you know, is repent about things that have actually happened. But today, it's very first African-American president, you know, Pastor Fred Luter, nobody. No, I mean, he was the only one. Nobody even, they said, we're not even going to run it. We're not going to have anybody run against you. And so he's a pastor in New Orleans. He's the pastor of, I believe, Franklin Avenue Church there in New Orleans. He started on the streets, you know, preaching in the, you know, about the gospel. And what's interesting, too, it's in New Orleans because it's Franklin Avenue Church. That New Orleans was the biggest port in America mm-hmm. for slave trading.
In New Orleans?
In New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. It was the biggest port. And now Pastor Fred Luter, the president of the Southern Baptist, and by the way, they have 16 million members. So it's a significant mm-hmm. thing, you know. And you know, God's just such a just God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you hold on long enough, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
If you just hold on and you watch over your lifetime that there's fair scales. I mean, God balances them out. He's full of mercy. He's full of grace. And I like what, you know, Pastor Fred Luter said that, you know, when people started questioning him, like, why in the world, you know, would you want to be over, you know, an organization that was against us historically? And he goes, you know, I have things in my life that I've done wrong.
Right.
You know, and he says, I'm not going to bring them up. And, you know, you got to forgive and you got to receive forgiveness and you got to move on. And we have to, you know, receive healing. What's so cool about it, because if you listen to VFN Radio, mm-hmm. we would have told you about a prophecy given by Rick Joyner. Mm-hmm. And that he writes about that the next great awakening, the move of God that would happen in America would come from our African-American brothers and sisters.
Right.
And there's a lot of counterfeit things going on right now. And make sure that you don't miss what God's going to do through our American-African brothers and sisters. And don't ever clump anybody together based on their race or by their gender, you know. Ignorance comes in all kinds of colors and all kinds of genders. You know, Dr. King said this. Dr. King says, judge people by the content of their character. I mean, nobody, you know, gets through an okay door just because of anything other than, you know, their character. And in mm-hmm. God, it's do you know Jesus?
Right.
You know, in Jesus, we're all red, you know, with
exactly.
the blood. And then I think about this morning. I'm thinking about, you know, Avita King, Pastor Avita King. You know, she's the niece of Dr. King. I just love her.
Oh, she's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
She just radiates the love of God. And when I hear her talk, you know, you just want to kind of snuggle up against her and put her arm around your head, or your shoulder, mm-hmm. and just kind of just go, okay, just listen. I'm just going to be here for a while, you know?
Yeah.
And that could be all in being my mind. She could just say, I don't want you near me. But she just loves God, you know, and mm-hmm. she loves people, and she stands up for right to life, right to live, you know, and the children in the womb. And she's just, if you haven't got a chance, you know, you can't join her Facebook group because she's maxed out on her membership. You only get so many of them there. But get a chance. You got to find out about her. You got to meet her. I believe she's a key God player in what's going to happen in America. And she's a very humble lady. She's very authentic. She's honest. You know, and she just tells it like it is. And she just seems to be, you know, the carrier of the anointing. And I'm just grateful for her and her boldness. Mm-hmm. And she even has a book. I can't tell you the name of the book, but I will in the future tell you the name of it because I don't have it here in front of me. But she's just precious. She's all about love. And she says this, and this is what her uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King, would say. He said, you know, we're going to win this thing by love. You know, we're not going to win it by violence. We're not going to win it by, you know, a political maneuvering in per se. We're going to win it because we stand up and we love each other, you know, and we say, just like Dr. King said, which I believe was a prophet to this nation. He says, you know, I see, you know, children of all colors holding hands and walking down the street, and it's not a big deal about it. And of course, his visions come to pass today. And we have to guard ourselves not letting that come back into our society again. And the root of it, the root of racism is anti-Semitism. And so we have to remember, you know, ever how we respond to Israel is what spirit will be over our land. And so we as the church, we want to love Israel. You know, I was just in communication this morning to Avi in Tel Aviv. You know, we need to stand for Israel. We need to pray for Israel. We can't accept anti-Semitism. You know, which is racism towards the Jewish, our Jewish brothers and sisters. And we have to stand up against that. If we don't stand up against that, then it'll produce all kinds of division amongst us. And I noticed one particular thing that our president of our country, who has probably not been friendly, is probably the most unfriendliest president we've ever had in his staff against Israel, you know, and he's even partnering with Putin right now, uh-huh. President Putin, and they're coming down and bringing ships in into Syria. And we have to understand Syria is on top of Israel.
Right.
I mean, it's just right there. I mean, when you and I were there at the northern borders, we're looking at Syria, we're looking at Lebanon, and we're looking at the soldiers right across the, remember that? And so that's very serious stuff when you look at Gog and Magog and all the prophecies that's taking place. But anti-Semitism is important, you know, to make sure that we say, no, it's not okay to discriminate against anybody, but it's not okay to discriminate against the Jews, you know, or anybody. And anti-Semitism means that you're discriminating against a Jewish brother or sister. Mm-hmm. And our president has drones flying all over the place, which is a drone is like an aircraft that's being manned by somebody who's running a PlayStation 2 in California. I mean, really, I mean, it's not PlayStation 2, but they're sitting there in a chair just like you would in any kind of game.
Yeah, remote control.
Yeah, game room or whatever, you know, and you sit there and they're flying these drones and they're seeing in real time people and these drones can fire weapons. They can do all these different things and spy and all that. And we're flying drones. You got to get this. We're flying these airplanes, though it's not manned by a person. It's manned by, it's controlled by an American. And it's going over sovereign territory. You know, yeah, it's like, you know, sovereign territory means this. That is not America's. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to get permission by the king or permission by the president or permission by that government to be able to go into that particular land. And so, but we're just flying these puppies all over the place, over Pakistan, over, you know, different lands. Now we're even flying them over our own border in Mexico, you know, down Texas. And on Tuesdays, it's said that our president meets with his CIA, our CIA, mm-hmm. and our president meets with our CIA, and they determine, you know, who, what part of Al-Qaeda they're going to, or who, they call it a kill list. So we're determining in our White House where we're going to fly a remote control plane to hunt somebody up to be able to take them out as we're flying these planes over sovereign territory. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you got to understand, this is not going to be good.
Right. This is
not, you can't just, I mean, imagine, okay, here you are in you're in your office right now. Mm-hmm. You're in your office right now, or you're in your home. And all of a sudden you hear, it's like, oh my goodness, you know, and you're just probably looking at the free Google Map version. Understand the government has something much better than free Google Maps.
Yeah.
They're probably looking right through your, you know, shingle roof and looking at heat sensors as you're going around, like, run for your life, hide under the, you know, like you do in a tornado. And it's like, it ain't going to work.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they just shoot into this house or this dwelling or this office or this, and they take it out. Mm-hmm. They take it out. And we're doing this. You know, it's and over sovereign territory. And so the United Nations just confronted us. And they said, listen, you know, you got to stop this. You know, you can only do this. You can't send your CIA drones anymore. But you can send your, you can only do it in the military battle zones. You know, you can't just fly them all over the place. And so this is what the president said. We have a right to exist. We have a right. He said, we have a right to defend ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's like, are you serious? I mean, he's right.
Right.
But are you serious? I mean, you're the very same person that when Israel said they had a right to defend themselves, it was like, what are you saying? What did he say? Mm-hmm. You know, Israel says we have a right to exist. We have a right to defend ourselves. And you got to understand this. The widest point of Israel, the widest point geographically speaking, is 60 miles. Mm-hmm. It's not some huge, I mean, the very fact of how small Israel is proves how awesome God is, you know. People say, you know, you think in the logical sense, you could have taken it out a long time ago, but you can't. I mean, God's actually holding that. He's guarding that. And you can't mess with Israel. But still this, that our president, you know, kind of gets aloof in the response of saying, you know, when Israel says the very same thing that he's saying, and I think he's right in saying that we have a right to defend ourselves. I mean, he's right. You know, going over sovereign territory. I mean, if, you know, you reap what you sow. If we're going to go over people's sovereign territory, guess what? They're going to come over our sovereign territory, which means you may be, you know, cooking out on your barbecue grill, and all of a sudden you hear, you don't know if that's a little Bobby flying as a little plane, right, or if that's like Al-Qaeda flying a drone over you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, throw a rock at it. And it's just so we'll talk more about that in the future, you know, some of the things that are happening, and we have to be aware of all this. And but that, you know, Israel has a right to defend themselves. And so when people are speaking against Israel, saying they don't have a right to exist, they need to be pushed in the sea, they're calling them little Satan, that's called anti-Semitism. That's right. Anti-Semitism. So if you or anybody buys into that, then that's a racist spirit. And that actually will reap that on ourselves. And if we want to walk together as brothers and sisters, we have to stand with Israel. We have to stand. One of the key ingredients of that is standing with Israel and standing in love, like Pastor Evita King says. If you get a chance, and hopefully we're going to play some interviews with her, and hopefully we'll have her on VFN Radio, Lord willing. But she is just so cool. I mean, she's just so sweet. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so nice. It just radiates the love of God. And she's just a precious, precious person. But anyway, so I just want to encourage you that that's very exciting to see Pastor Fred Luter, the first African-American president of the Southern Baptist Convention, which has 16 million members. And he's a pastor in New Orleans at the Franklin Avenue Church. And we've ministered in New Orleans mm-hmm. over there. I want to give a shout out actually to the DeJesus is this morning. We'll give you a hello this morning. And but the fact that it was the busiest slave port in America.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. the busiest slave port. And there's so much to that, by the way. You know, and that Haiti, you know, people talk about Haiti. Oh, Haiti's got problems, and Haiti's this and Haiti that. But you have to understand, you know, God is a just God. If you go back and look at your history, and you know, I encourage you not to avoid, you know, even learning about history. You know, get a chance, find out about not just your own history, but the history of people groups and things that have happened. But, you know, the Louisiana Purchase, Pat, which mm-hmm. is all the property of in America that was, you know, west of the Mississippi, basically. All that land was owned by Napoleon, right? Mm-hmm. Owned by, well, yeah.
France.
And kind of, by Napoleon. And so... And he was actually, at that time, he had enslaved the Haitians. And he was, France has done this, not him, but France had done this. And so the Haitian people were in slavery, and they were, you know, it was a very fruitful land, and they were producing all this, you know, produce and things for the world and all that. But he started, Napoleon started losing in a battle and some things that happened, and had to do some more, I think it was the French and American War or something like that. Anyway. That he needed money. Mm-hmm. He needed money. He lost Haiti. He needed money to be able to continue doing what he was doing. And so we gave him like, what, $12, $13 million for the Louisiana Purchase. Mm-hmm. But we gave him money, who was enslaving the Haitian people. America gave money to this brutal leader. Uh-huh. And they refused. America refused to do business with Haiti once they got free.
Oh,
but
wow!
They refused to do business with them. So we partner our forefathers partnered with this present Haiti. It didn't just get this way. And so you know, there's a place of repentance. There's a place of understanding that. But everything west of the Mississippi, you know, God's a just God,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And so. Right. And we just understanding. So you think about that. Here he is. You know, the French are enslaving the Haitian people. You know, and then the port. You know, you go to New Orleans. You have French Creole food. That's mm-hmm. that's Haiti and France mixed together. You see French Creole,
right?
And that's two nations put together. Uh-huh. And so we're eating food today that was brought together through that particular situation. And so when and so New Orleans was the biggest port for slave trade,
right?
Where they're taking human beings, you know, and selling them to Americans, and enslaving them mm-hmm. for their laborers to produce wealth for you, for whoever that was. And so, you know, that's sad. That's horrific. And you know, mm-hmm. and we have to repent for that. And that's why I think it's so cool, because see how significant that is
yeah,
when you think about
huge.
All that.
That's
I mean,
huge.
Louisiana, Haiti, the French. African-American president of the Southern Baptist Convention, mm-hmm. you know, she's like, oh my goodness, God, you're so, if you hold on long enough
yeah.
and you don't buy into the bitterness and all the things the enemy wants to do and try to offend you mm-hmm. and just sit back and watch like Solomon, he says, I look through the lattice work and I observe.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow, that is so cool, God. And so I encourage you to pray for Pastor Luther and just celebrate this huge achievement and honor that we all have to see something take place in America like that. We'll be right back after this message. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.